Welcome to Random Radio. I'm your host, David Bolander, and thanks for listening in. So every week we discuss a random topic, whether from a listener like you or my choice. This week's topic is burnout. And don't forget that any opinions shared on the show are just that, opinions. And remember that if anybody says anything offensive, they don't mean to offend, they're just expressing their opinion. And with that out of the way, let's get on with the show. So, burnout sucks, okay? Burnout sucks. I hate it so much. And for those of you who have experienced it, I feel so bad for you. And for those of you who haven't, go find somebody who has, because otherwise you're not going to understand that some of the things they feel sometimes. But during burnout, my opinion is that you only, like, while you're going through burnout, you only really experience half the effects. You only experience the inefficiencies of your body, which is only half, I think. I'm going to explain it in, like it were a vehicle. Like your life is a vehicle, okay? Or like your body is a vehicle, and your mind. So you're running smooth, right? You're going through all the smooth, all nice, maybe a couple bumps in the road, but it's okay. But sometimes you have to kick in that turbo, right? Which is basically just like, you have to feed more energy into your life and into your body to get yourself through these tough times, to get through yourself through these trials, right? And you may be thinking, well, yeah, turbo is burnout, right? No, it's not. I can tell you it's not. I've even felt the shift sometimes from turbo to burnout. It's completely different, and burnout is much worse, as I'm about to explain. Burnout is more like your body, or your, in this case, the vehicle, is shutting down all unnecessary applications or all unnecessary things in it, just so that it can get through this thing, right? To make sure it's getting through this thing. This is what burnout is, okay? And it is tiring. I can tell you that much. So turbo, if you're past turbo, you are beyond exhausted. I can tell you that much. You are so exhausted, you don't feel tired anymore, which is terrible. And after you experience burnout, you need rest. You need rest, or else you're going to break. Or else you will definitely break, as I'm going to mention. For how terrible it is, I think it's absolutely necessary sometimes. And I think that you're living, like, more things than just your mood or your situation can do it, can affect, or can cause burnout, or can cause even those rough times in your life. And I think that your living conditions, for one, can affect it, even though, like, it's hard to change those, it is a thing, I can tell you that much. And burnout is not healthy, I can tell you that much, and it can definitely hurt you. It can and will hurt you. I know that I've been recovering from burnout for the past week. I've been going through burnout for the after effects of burnout, as I'm going to explain here in a minute. And it sucks. It hurts a lot, and you have to build back up. And it's just hard. So, as I just mentioned, you only experience half the effects during burnout, right? Afterward, you get the exhaustion sets in, right? Because your brain is starting to turn things back on slowly, but not slow enough, and way too early. Your brain is starting to turn stuff back on, and you just feel so tired. It's miserable, and you are extremely, in the way of your emotions, you are 100% unstable. You should, like, I don't know, recovering from burnout myself, experiencing the after effects, I am just so emotionally unstable. I'm so mad sometimes for no reason. To go back to the vehicle metaphor, the after effects of burnout is like your car just blew a gasket because you're experiencing burnout, right? The after effects is like you're doing the necessary maintenance to make sure that you don't break it, or to make sure that you don't throw it into the scrap heap, basically. And during this after effect, you are 100% incapable of anything but rest, right? Your brain just can't handle anything, and if you try to do something, it will break. I can tell you that much. Your brain will just kind of give up on you. To do with this, then I feel like it's very misunderstood, right? Not many people, at least not many people I know, actually understand the full effects of burnout. I know a few people who are like, yeah, I know what burnout is. I know that you feel tight. I know that you have to shut down a few things, during it, right? But that's about it, right? And I'm here to say no to those people, right? No, you experience things afterward, and it's almost it's just as bad, if not worse, after with the after effects. And it can actually cause you a lot of depression. I know that caused me quite a bit. Just like at school, we just finished up first try in the last week of first try. Man, I was running burnout the whole week. And afterward, I took a good weekend plus a day, just to let my brain sit down and just do nothing, just recover, right? But then come Tuesday, Wednesday, and I get so depressed, right? Because I'm not doing anything anymore. Because my brain can handle doing stuff and I'm not doing stuff, right? And that caused me so much depression. But luckily I'm out of it. I got out of the rut before I dug myself into a hole that I couldn't climb out of. But anyway, I think the worst part of burnout, probably, in my opinion, is the after effects. Even though sometimes you don't think that they're there. Like, you thought you were done with burnout. Once you got through it, once you got through the trial, you thought you were done with burnout, but no, you're really not, and it sucks, honestly. Now, on another note, I just wanted to thank you all for listening, like, seriously. Like, recently, I've been experiencing a lot of burnout myself, as I'm going to discuss here in just a sec. Yeah, I've been experiencing a ton of burnout, and it sucks. And this, along with, not having a set time to write the script, because of the trimester difference, or sorry, we are on Thanksgiving break, which means that I didn't have a specific time set, because I usually do it like right before school. But since there is no school, then I don't have a set time to write the script, which caused a major motivation drain on me, and it was very difficult for me to keep up with the motivation. Just to write and to create this script that you're listening to now, right? And I've just kept on putting it off. But and as I was writing this, then I said this, and as I am saying this, I'm saying this. Today I'm getting it done, or tonight. It's like 9 o'clock at night, but it's fine. Don't even think about it. today I'm getting it done, right? And as you guys know. And anyway, yeah. Anyway, keep your eyes out for next week, actually, because I'm planning on having a guest speaker on the show. I've been putting it off for a while, but I'm finally getting it to happen, to happening, and I'm very excited, and I'm just very excited just to see how well it goes, or how bad it goes. I'm going either way, but yeah. But enough about me. Now, like, how have you guys been? I'd love to hear about all this in the comments if you're on YouTube, or I'm gonna post a question thing for Spotify. Other things, go to one of those two go to one of those two platforms probably and try to find it. Yeah, I'd love to hear about all your guys' experiences with burnout, honestly, or even just your lives, how are your lives going. And also, if you guys actually have anybody in your life who you think would really like to hear the podcast, feel free to give it to them. Like, I'm not stopping you. In fact, I support you in giving it to all those people. I feel like everybody needs to hear these things, right? And at this point, I feel like the biggest contributor is to this podcast is probably you guys. Honestly, like, you guys are the ones who actually just the fact that even one person is listening to this is just amazing, and it makes me it just gives me the motivation to write another one, right? To write another podcast, and it's just amazing. Thank you guys so much. And on with how I feel on burnout, completely like how I just said. Now, as I said, half I so. I don't know if I said this or not, but I think that only really half of people really understand burnout, right? They don't really understand it to the, at least not to the full extent of that burnout is, right? And I think that burnout is actually created out of a major lack of rest and lack of time and a major rise in your stress levels, which sucks overall. Like I've been taking APUSH, AP US History, Advanced Placement. That's awful. I hate history. I don't know why I took it, but I'm taking it and I've already gotten through a third of the work, so I can't quit. But and that really drains your time and your energy and everything. And I think burnout really got me through it, but like I think that burnout is necessary, right? I'm not completely against burnout, but I am still against burnout. I think it is completely necessary, but 100% unhealthy. Like I don't even think that people should have to go through it, right? I, if possible, I shouldn't. I don't think that people should have to go through it. One of the reasons why is because it's actually really hard to recognize when you're going through it. It like it's easier to recognize after you've gone through it, but yeah, it's just hard. It's a hard thing to go through, and it's a hard thing to be in. Yeah, and honestly, I don't think that people should be doing it for more than a few days. Like, I got through it with a week, and I'm relatively unscathed, but I needed a long recovery time. And I'm afraid that there, if you guys end up, if you guys have are going through burnout, please try to stop immediately. it's not good for you, I don't think. It really has a major effect on everything permanently. I think it's just a terrible thing to go through, in my opinion, and don't do it for too long, especially. Like, I'm fine if you have to, and it's not my opinion that matters, it's your guys's, but don't do it for too long. 100%. I'm warning you against that. Don't do it for too long, or you will break, I swear. And so, as I've been saying, overall, burnout sucks, right? And honestly, partially, I really think that it just shouldn't even exist. But at the end of the day, I'm grateful. I'm really grateful that it actually has the ability to get us through some of these rough times in our lives, right? And I'm grateful that we have the ability to use it. I honestly just wish that people, that more people knew about it, right? Like what it feels like and what it feels like. Which I mean, I guess that's kind of what this podcast is about. Just putting out my opinions into the world so people can actually understand and know about all these unspoken things or all these feelings that I know that it's not just me. I've spoken to a lot of people about this, but I guess that's what this podcast is for, just to get ideas out there and make sure that people know about these things. And with that, I'm David Bolander, and this was Random Radio, signing off.